This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Dana Bandabla. Sikkim Chief Minister P.S. Tamang chaired a meeting yesterday to assess the current disaster situation in the state with Chief Secretary V.P. Pathak, among others. The Chief Secretary briefed him about steps being taken by the state government in coordination with the Indian Army and concerned agencies to provide relief, rehabilitation and restoration. He also updated about the National Crisis Management Committee meeting held with the Union Cabinet Secretary on Wednesday. During the meeting, the Chief Minister suggested the formation of a high-level technical committee to carry out a detailed study of the incident and devise a concrete roadmap for the future, he said, that permits to tourists areas like Songmo, Baba Mandir and Nathula was stopped since yesterday. Tamang informed that people staying at relief camps will be provided medicines free of course and the district collectors will ensure that the relief camps are comfortable. Along with schools, all government and private colleges in Mangan, Gangtok, Pakyong and Namchi district will remain closed till further notice. The Power Ministry is continuously monitoring the situation arising out of flash floods in the Teesta Basin in Sikkim. Power Secretary Pankaj Agrawal held an emergency meeting yesterday with the NHPC where senior officers of the Ministry of Power and Central Electricity Authority were also present. All bridges in the downstream of Teesta 5 hydropower station up to Tarkola and Pamphok have been submerged and the power station is under shutdown presently. The NHPC had timely evacuated the manpower on all its projects and ensured that they were shifted to safer places. One casualty has been reported from the Teesta 5 power station. Ongoing works of under-construction hydro project Teesta 6 have been disrupted. Two crane operators working at the project site are reported missing and efforts are being made to trace them. All possible measures are being taken to get the hydropower projects operational as soon as possible. The central government will make a detailed assessment of the damage to hydropower projects after the flood water recedes. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma yesterday laid down the government's mission for the next 5 years to revamp different sectors and emphasize the need to elevate Meghalaya's from better to best. The Chief Minister attended the Deputy Commissioners and SDO Civil Conference in Shillong that brought together key policy makers and experts to deliberate on the various aspects of governance, sustainable development, public service delivery, administrative infrastructure and interdepartmental cooperation. The Chief Minister also launched the DC Connect initiative, which aims to initiate timely decision-making on administrative matters and better implementation of schemes. Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma has announced to provide 500 crore rupees for improving road infrastructure in Bodoland Territorial Region. Attending an event at Baksa District yesterday, the Chief Minister informed that the government will fill up 5,600 vacancies in the Assam Police. The Chief Minister appealed to the youth of Bodoland Territorial Region to make the best use of this employment opportunity. In Arunachal Pradesh, State Cooperative Development Committee held its first meeting at the State Secretariat in Itanagar yesterday and approved the district-wise plan to set up 491 cooperative societies across the state in the next 5 years. These includes 150 large-size multipurpose cooperative societies, 157 dairy cooperative societies and 184 fisheries cooperative societies. The committee also approved the setting up of a 500 metric ton grain storage plant by the Namsai Large Size Multipurpose Cooperative Societies on a pilot basis. The meeting chaired by the Chief Secretary also reviewed the steps taken by the government, by the Department of Cooperation in the implementation of various schemes and initiatives of the central government in the state. In Mizoram, Governor Dr. H.B. Kampompati said that the enactment of the Right to Information Act in 2005 was a historic occasion for the country and added that the act has helped in bringing about good governance, addressing the inauguration sessions of the RTI Week 2023 in Aizawl yesterday, the governor said. In this digital age, access to information has become important and the citizen have the right as well as responsibility to keep the authorities in check. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.